You said that the administration, the secretary, and so on made your job easy because you had full access to 100 witnesses and the attempt was to have full transparency.
Correct.
Do you think that Congress should have that same option? In other words, since the State Department has not made one of those witnesses you interviewed first available, meaning people in Benghazi who are fact witnesses, none have been made available. As a matter of fact, even the names have been, to the greatest extent possible, withheld from this committee. Do you believe that's appropriate, or do you believe that we should have access to fact witnesses as we review the process?
Mr. Chairman, I think that's, and I've been in government a long time, that's something that historically, and certainly in this case, has to be worked out between the Congress and the executive branch.
Admiral, if something like the Cole attack occurred again today, and Congress said we wanted to speak to people who were on the deck of that ship today, would you believe that we should have a right to speak to those people in order to understand the facts on the ground that day?
I honestly...
I'm asking from your experience...
I understand that. I don't know...
In a DOD framework.
I don't know what would limit you to do that, quite frankly.
I am in the process of issuing subpoenas because the State Department has not made those people available, has played hide-and-go-seek, and is now hiding behind a thinly veiled statement that there's a criminal investigation. As you know, there was a criminal investigation on the Cole at any time that Americans are killed abroad. So the answer, quite frankly, is we are not being given the same access that you had or Mr. Sullivan and his team had, and that's part of the reason that this investigation cannot end until the State Department gives us at least the same access that they gave your board.